Through the Bible. Chapter 4. A Brief History of Man. God made the world to be man's dwelling place with God. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And the Lord God took the man, and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. But the man forsook God, lost his dominion, and lost his dwelling place with God. You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, has God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat of it, either shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die, for God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims, and a flaming sword which turned every way, to keep the way of the tree of life. Yet God came to man in his lost condition, to dwell with him in the darkness, to lead them in the light and back to dwell with God in the light of God, and in the world of the light of God forevermore. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and said unto him, Where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree, whereof I commanded you that you should not eat? And the man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that you have done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And you, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto you shall it come, even the first dominion. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And first John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, either sorrow, nor crying, either shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Yet there were those who would not allow God to dwell with them, to lead them into the light. But against all that even he could do, went further into the darkness, and would not have the light, Cain and his descendants, as in. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why are you wroth? And why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at the door. And unto you shall be his desire, and you shall rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel your brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries unto me from the ground. And now are you cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto you her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall you be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from your face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass, that every one that finds me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore whosoever slays Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and bare Enoch, and he built a city, and called the name of the city, after the name of his son, Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begot Mehujael, and Mehujael begot Methusel, and Methusel begot Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives, the name of the one was Adah, and the name of the other Zillah. And Adah bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Adah and Zillah, Hear my voice. You wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and 7-fold. Nevertheless, there were those who welcomed God to dwell with them, in order that they might walk with him. These gladly called upon the name of the Lord, and even called themselves by the name of the Lord. These were the children of God, the people of the Lord, Seth and his descendants, as in. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call themselves by the name of the Lord. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God he made him, male and female he created them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and begot a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years, and begot Enos. And Seth lived after he begot Enos 807 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years, and begot Cainan. And Enos lived after he begot Cainan 815 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Cainan lived 70 years, and begot Mahalalel. And Cainan lived after he begot Mahalalel 840 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Cainan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years, and begot Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begot Jared 830 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begot Enoch. And Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years. And begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and begot Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years, and begot a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, This saying shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. And Lamech lived after he begot Noah 595 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Through 10 generations these were true to God, and held their own in the way of right and truth against the growing tide of evil from the children of the darkness. And then, ah, saddest to tell, the children of the light forsook the way of the light. Those who knew the way of right and truth went in the way of falsity and wrong. The sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and took them wives of all which they chose. The consequence was that with this mighty encouragement in the wrong, the children of darkness swung away into overwhelming wickedness with no thought of any restraint. Then the wickedness speedily grew so all-prevailing that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart, the very spring of every purpose and desire, was only evil continually. The whole world became so corrupt and filled with violence that nothing short of the mighty waters of the flood could stop it. And the flood did stop it. But it should not be forgotten that it was not of itself the wickedness of the ones who were only wicked, but it was apostasy of those who knew God and the right that brought the flood. The flood cleansed the earth of the wickedness and violence that had cursed it to its ruin. And again mankind and the world were started with those who were willing to have God dwell with them to lead them in the way of light. But again there were those who loved darkness rather than light, and practiced the deeds of evil. Strife and violence grew until force became the only prevalent authority, and this itself developed the mighty imperial power of Nimrod. However, the particular evil of Nimrod's imperialism lay not so much in its civic or political aspect as in its religious bearing. This was the country of Chaldea, the extreme southern portion of the Mesopotamian plain from a little below Erech to the very waters of the sea that is now the Persian Gulf. But it was not long after Nimrod had passed from the world before Chaldea herself followed his example, and in the same spirit. Uar was the capital of Chaldea, and the king of Uar and Chaldea brought under his power all of the country of the two rivers to the borders of Assyria. Uilt was this king of Uar who established the empire of Chaldea, and was succeeded in it by his son Ilji. And it was just in this time of the imperial sway of Uar and Chaldea that Abram and his relatives went forth out of Uar of the Chaldees, to go into the land of Canaan. When all the power of imperial combination was used to compel all to worship idols and the sun and the moon and the constellations, when the worship of the true God was then forbidden, and his worshippers were persecuted, God separated his own true worshippers from it all. He called out Abram from Uar of the Chaldees, and removed him, far from the seat and the bounds of empire, into the land of Canaan, where there was no such thing, but where all was open and free. And Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran his son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Uar of the Chaldees, to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran, and dwelt there. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get out of your country, and from your kindred, and from your father's house, unto a land that I will show you. And he said, Men, brethren, and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham, when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan, and said unto him, Get out of your country, and from your kindred, and come into the land which I shall show you. Then he came out of the land of the Chaldeans, and dwelt in Charan. And from thence, when his father was dead, he removed into this land, wherein you now dwell. Thus and then God began to take one of the Gentiles, to call out from the heathen, a people for his name. He would make Abram to be father of a multitude, numberless as the stars, who would be of faith. Thus God began to build his church, his selected assembly or called out ones. And he began it by calling them out and away, by separating them, utterly, from all that was, or was of, any state or empire, and joining them to himself as their only Lord and King. These, through the experiences of Egypt and the wilderness, he brought into the land of Canaan, a congregation of the Lord, his church, all of faith, a people who knew the mighty works of the Lord, and whom he called to enter into his rest. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spoke to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into Jordan. Now therefore take 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents, to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bore the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bore the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overflows all his banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zeritan, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed, and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground, until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into your hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass the city, all you men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shall you do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass, that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests, and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, Pass on, and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets. And the reward came after the ark, the priests going on, and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, You shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, either shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout. Then shall you shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. And they came into the camp, and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord. And 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually, and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, but the reward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on, and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once, and returned into the camp, so they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day, that they rose early about the dawning of the day, and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And you, in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed, when you take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. But all the silver, and gold, and vessels of brass and iron, are consecrated unto the Lord, they shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swore he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. But lo, even with these called out ones, these especially his own, there was a forsaking of God for idols, and in forsaking of him as only king and lord for a man in the place of God as king and lord, like all the nations. And when they had thus rejected God and had chosen a king and kingdom of this world, like all nations, even this kingdom God would make a type of the wisdom and righteousness and peace and plenty and joy of his own true kingdom. And again the people were shown the mighty work and ways of God, and were called to enter into his rest. And moreover the king's servants came to bless our Lord King David, saying, God make the name of Solomon better than your name, and make his throne greater than your throne. And the king bowed himself upon the bed. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to prove Solomon with hard questions at Jerusalem, with a very great company, and camels that bore spices, and gold in abundance, and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions, and there was nothing hid from Solomon which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, his cupbearers also, and their apparel, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, It was a true report which I heard in my own land of your acts, and of your wisdom. Howbeit I believed not their words, until I came, and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the one half of the greatness of your wisdom was not told me, for you exceed the fame that I heard. Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants, which stand continually before you, and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, which delighted in you to set you on his throne, to be king for the Lord your God. Because your God loved Israel, to establish them forever, therefore he made you king over them, to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices great abundance, and precious stones. Neither was there any such spice as the queen of Sheba gave King Solomon. And the servants also of Huram, and the servants of Solomon, which brought gold from Ophir, brought aldum trees and precious stones. And the king made of the aldum trees terraces to the house of the Lord, and to the king's palace, and harps and psalteries for singers, and there were none such seen before in the land of Judah. And King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, besides that which she had brought unto the king. So she turned, and went away to her own land, she and her servants. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, beside that which chapmen and merchants brought. And all the kings of Arabia and governors of the country brought gold and silver to Solomon. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold, 600 shekels of beaten gold went to one target. And 300 shields made he of beaten gold, 300 shekels of gold went to one shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with pure gold. And there were 6 steps to the throne, with a footstool of gold, which were fastened to the throne, and stays on each side of the sitting place, and 2 lions standing by the stays, and 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all the drinking vessels of King Solomon were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold, none were of silver. It was not anything accounted of in the days of Solomon. For the king's ships went to Tarshish with the servants of Huram. Every 3 years once came the ships of Tarshish bringing gold, and silver, ivory, and apes, and peacocks. And King Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon, to hear his wisdom, that God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver, and vessels of gold, and raiment, harness, and spices, horses, and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And he reigned over all the kings from the river even unto the land of the Philistines, and to the order of Egypt. And the king made silver in Jerusalem as stones, and cedar trees made he as the sycamore trees that are in the low plains in abundance. And they brought unto Solomon horses out of Egypt, and out of all lands. And Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and he was buried in the city of David his father, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead. Judah and Israel were many, as the sand which is by the sea in multitude, eating and drinking, and making merry. And Solomon reigned over all kingdoms from the river unto the land of the Philistines, and unto the border of Egypt. They brought presents, and served Solomon all the days of his life. And Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour, and 70 measures of meal, 10 fat oxen, and 20 oxen out of the pastures, and 100 sheep, beside harts, and roebucks, and fallow deer, and fatted fowl. For he had dominion over all the region on this side the river, from Tiphsah even to Azah, over all the kings on this side the river, and he had peace on all sides round about him. And Judah and Israel dwelt safely, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. And Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots, and 12,000 horsemen. And those officers provided victual for King Solomon, and for all that came unto King Solomon's table, every man in his month, they lacked nothing. Barley also and straw for the horses and dromedaries brought they unto the place where the officers were, every man according to his charge. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country, and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman, and Calcol, and Darda, the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all nations round about. And he spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. And he spoke of trees, from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon even unto the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke also of beasts, and of fowl, and of creeping things, and of fishes. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon, from all kings of the earth, which had heard of his wisdom. But even from this there was a falling away, forsaking of God for idols, and of his way for the ways of the kingdoms of the world. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, You shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth the goddess of the Zidonians, and after Milcom the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Then did Solomon build a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrificed unto their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice, and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but he kept not that which the Lord commanded. Wherefore the Lord said unto Solomon, Forasmuch as this is done of you, and you have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely rend the kingdom from you, and will give it to your servant. Notwithstanding in your days I will not do it for David your father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of your son. Howbeit I will not rend away all the kingdom, but will give one tribe to your son for David my servant's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake which I have chosen. And the Lord stirred up an adversary unto Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was of the king's seed in Edom. And God stirred him up another adversary, Rezin the son of Eliada, which fled from his lord Hadadezer king of Zobah. And he gathered men unto him, and became captain over a band, when David slew them of Zobah. And they went to Damascus, and dwelt therein, and reigned in Damascus. And he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, beside the mischief that Hadad did. And he abhorred Israel, and reigned over Syria. And Jeroboam the son of Nebat, an Ephrathite of Zereda, Solomon's servant, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow woman, even he lifted up his hand against the king. And this was the cause that he lifted up his hand against the king. Solomon built Millo, and repaired the breaches of the city of David his father. And the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor. And Solomon, seeing the young man that he was industrious, he made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. And it came to pass at that time when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah the Shilonite found him in the way, and he had clad himself with a new garment. And they two were alone in the field. And Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him, and rent it in 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, Take 10 pieces. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to you, but he shall have one tribe. For my servant David's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, because that they have forsaken me, and have worshipped Ashtoreth the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh the god of the Moabites, and Milcom the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways, to do that which is right in my eyes, and to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. Howbeit I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life for David my servant's sake, whom I chose, because he kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it unto you, even 10 tribes. And unto his son will I give one tribe, that David my servant may have a light always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen thee to put my name there. And I will take you, and you shall reign according to all that your soul desires, and shall be king over Israel. And it shall be, if you will hearken unto all that I command you, and will walk in my ways, and do that is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my servant did, that I will be with you, and build you a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel unto you. And I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not forever. Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam. And Jeroboam arose, and fled into Egypt, unto Shishak king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. And the rest of the acts of Solomon, and all that he did, and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the Acts of Solomon? And the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David his father, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead. This evil way was continued and persisted in, to the destruction of the kingdom and to the destruction or captivity of the people. Through the experiences of the captivity, God brought into the land again a people who knew his way. But again there was a falling away. God's way was forsaken for the ways of the kingdoms of this world, again. Like all the nations, only worse. Yet after all this, even after these, God called and besought that they would let him come to them and dwell with them. In his own Son he came to them to redeem them to himself. And even in this way they rejected him, and threw themselves over bodily to the kingdom and king of this world, vehemently exclaiming, We have no king but Caesar! Again God began to build his church, and to visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And I say also unto you, that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, Men, brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon has declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles, to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, As it is written, After this I will return, and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles, upon whom my name is called, says the Lord, who does all these things. But again there came a falling away, a forsaking of the way of God for the ways of the world, a rejection of God as only King and Lord for a man in the place of God, and worse than all the nations. Notwithstanding I have a few things against you, because you suffer that woman Jezebel, which calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Take heed therefore unto yourselves, and to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now lets will let, until he be taken out of the way. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, receives us not. Wherefore if I come, I will remember his deeds which he does, prating against us with malicious words. And not content therewith, either does he himself receive the brethren, and forbids them that would, and casts them out of the church. And still the same old question abides as fresh and urgent as ever. Will those who know the Lord, even the Lord's own people will those, after so long a time, allow the Lord to be their King King and Lord indeed, and they his people and of his kingdom in very truth? Thank the Lord. There is yet to be a people of God, and the time is just now, a people who will have God as their true and only King according to his own mind and wish as purpose through all the ages. For it stands written with a mighty oath that in these our days the mystery of God, which is God manifest in the flesh, should be finished, and it will be finished to the true glory of God. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swore by him that lives forever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot, or wrinkle, or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.